From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A U.S. congressional report issued Wednesday accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad. Doug Bernard reports as the report urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with U.S. presidential leadership.
The report was prepared by the Democratic staff of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and provided in advance to VOA. The report said in part, Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime has developed a formidable set of tools to exert influence abroad and appears intent on using almost any means possible to undermine democratic institutions and transatlantic alliances. The document is based on months of research and informational exchanges with foreign governments targeted by the Kremlin. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Myanmar's military said on Wednesday its soldiers had murdered 10 captured Muslim terrorists during insurgent attacks at the beginning of September. Isha Sarai has more.
The military said that the villagers and members of the security forces confessed to the crime and that the murders occurred after the captured men were forced to dig their own graves. It was a rare admission of wrongdoing by the Myanmar military during its operations in the western state of Rakhine. The United Nations has condemned the army's campaign as ethnic cleansing. Myanmar denies that, saying its forces were carrying out legitimate counterinsurgency operations. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
In addition, two Reuters journalists jailed in Myanmar have been formally charged with violating the country's Official Secrets Act. Walona and Ja Sa'u were arrested after they were allegedly given classified documents by two policemen. If convicted, they face 14 years in prison. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Wednesday said he was open to meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if certain conditions were met. He also vowed to push for more talks and cooperation with the North to try to resolve the nuclear standoff. North Korea expert John DeLurie believes Moon is trying to use the Olympics as a way to try and change relations between North and South Korea and to push for prudent diplomacy, but that it's unclear what talks with Kim would look like.
Kim Jong-un, for example, is a new leader. He hasn't met with a foreign head of state. We don't really know that much about the negotiating possibilities of dealing with Kim Jong-un. You know, if you look at the record, a lot of the assumptions that were made about his father, Kim Jong-il, before people had met with him proved to be wrong.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders also applauded the announcement that North Korea would send a delegation to the Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, saying it's an opportunity for the regime to see the value of ending its international isolation. The Zambian Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization are beginning a cholera vaccination campaign Wednesday to help stop an outbreak of the deadly disease. Lisa Schlein reports from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Two rounds of immunizations are planned. At each stage, about 1 million people will be vaccinated against cholera. Most of those who will receive these shots live in or around the Zambian capital, Lusaka, since nearly all of the cases of this fatal disease are centered there. World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says the WHO has helped the government plan the campaign and has trained about 500 health and community workers how to administer the vaccine. Lindemeyer says it is critical for people to have access to treatment centers where they can easily be helped through oral rehydration or, in the more serious cases, through intravenous fluids. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rescuers are still searching for people possibly trapped in buildings a day after flash floods and mudslides killed at least 13 and demolished a number of homes north of Los Angeles in the U.S. state of California. The massive mudflow came down hills stripped of trees and vegetation by last month's wildfires. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to keep in place, for now, a program that protects from deportation hundreds of thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally when they were children. In September, President Trump ended the program known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals for 6 months to have Congress find a legislative solution. It affects nearly 800,000 immigrants. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.